If you repent of your sins, God will heal you every time. If you believe, once you get rid of sin and you step into the world of faith, I guarantee the King, if you trust Him, He will heal you. But I said, if you're saying, oh, I hope so, maybe I will, I know you can, God, but I'm not sure. I said, forget it. That's being wishy-washy, and that's being unstable in all your ways. And I said, the Word of God clearly says He will not do anything for you. So I said, you know, He answers all the questions. I said, that's why I'm no longer a Baptist. I'm just a non-denominational. I'm just a guy that believes God's Word. So that's what I am. I had trouble finding a denomination that believes everything I believe, because I only believe what's written in the book, every letter, every word, just like it's written. And so He says there, He forgives all of my sins and He heals all of my diseases. So if He forgives all of my sins, I believe when I confess, He forgives it. I do know that He doesn't expect me to go do it again, so I can ask forgiveness again. See, that's what seems to be some people think. Well, I can confess my sin, He'll forgive me, then I can go lie again this week, and then next week I can come and confess that, and I'll be okay. But He ain't going to let you put up with that long, is He? You know, He may put up with it a little while, but eventually He's going to zap you. You're going to get zapped if you keep trying to do that. Okay, let's go back to Hebrews chapter 2, where we were there. Hebrews chapter 2. Let's go to verse 5 and 6. And furthermore, the future world we are talking about will not be controlled by angels. For somewhere in the Scripture, it says, what is man that you should think of him, and the Son of Man that you should care for him? The future world. There's going to be a future world. And it may not be too far in the future, at the way things are going right now. Verse 7 and 8. For a little while you made him lower than the angels, and you crowned him with glory and honor. You gave him authority over all things. Now when it says all things, it means nothing is left out. But we have not yet seen all of this happen. Verse 9 and 10. What we do see is Jesus, who for a little while was made lower than the angels and now is crowned with glory and honor because He suffered death for us. Yes, by God's grace, Jesus tasted death for everyone in all the world. And it was only right that God, who made everything and for whom everything was made, should bring His many children into glory. Through the suffering of Jesus, God made Him a perfect leader, one fit to bring them into their salvation. There's never been one perfect on this earth since Adam until Jesus came. And then there's never been one that's been perfect since then. Let's go to verse 11 and 12. So now Jesus and the ones He makes holy have the same Father. That is why Jesus is not ashamed to call them His brothers and sisters, for He said to God, I will declare the wonder of Your name to my brothers and sisters. I will praise You among all Your people. Just think, you and I are sons and daughters of God, and we're brothers and sisters with Jesus. He is your brother. You need to see Him as your brother, because that's what the Scripture says He is, your brother. Verse 13 and 14, He also said, I will put my trust in Him. And in the same context, He said, here I am together with the children of God, the children God has given me, because God's children are human beings made of flesh and blood. Jesus also became flesh and blood, being born in human form. For only as a human being could He die, and only by dying could He break the power of the devil who had the power of death. I read that hundreds of times before I understood that. I didn't understand. It took me years to put this together. In the beginning, God made the heavens and the earth. And He put man on it and gave him dominion and authority over everything He made. Did He not? So when God made the heavens and the earth, He gave it to who? Adam and Eve. He gave it to man and woman. And He told them to rule over it, to reign over it. In other words, this is yours. You are to control this earth. I give it to you. I give you dominion over everything. In fact, Jesus even showed us when he was here in his perfectness, he even had control over the weather. He had control over the fish. When they couldn't catch no fish, he'd tell them just to put the net down on the other side. And the net was so full they couldn't hardly drag it out. They'd been fishing all night and caught nothing. He was in control of everything. He knew his dominion and his power and his authority. And he's trying to show us what we're supposed to live like. But we don't believe him. You know, we don't obey him. We don't think we can do these things. But anyway, Adam and Eve, she was the one, she was the culprit that when the enemy came to her in the garden and began to talk to her, she fell and she ate of the fruit, and then she gave it to her husband, and he ate knowing that God had spoken to him, and he ate of the fruit, and so they both died right there. When they died, they transferred their dominion to Satan, and Satan became the god of this world. That's what Scripture talks about in Corinthians. Satan became all-powerful. Now then, Satan ran around on the earth and killed those. I mean, the Scripture, in fact, I think the next two verses say that. Just go read them before I go on there in the next two verses. Only in this way could he deliver those who had lived all their lives as slaves to the fear of dying. We all know that Jesus came to help the descendants of Abraham, not to help the angels. We are the descendants of Abraham. He came to help us people. So man lost his dominion, and Satan had dominion over the earth and over man. I mean, he killed them. Scripture says he did. He killed man and woman. I mean, they had great fear. I mean, when men and women, Satan just had a heyday. I mean, he just said, well, Terry, I'm fed up with you, girl. I'm going to wipe you out. That would be kind of sad, wouldn't it? He had dominion and authority and power. People had fear because Satan was running around killing whom he would. But Jesus, when he came to the earth, he came as a man. He came born in a woman's womb. His seed came from the Father in heaven, and he was developed in the womb of that woman so that when he was born, he was just exactly like you and I are, except he had no sin in him to start with. No sin. He was perfectly clean and pure. Satan knew that. And Satan tried everything he could to get Jesus to sin just one time. And he never did succeed. Not one time. I mean, he tried. Oh, how he tried. If you really are the Son of God, jump off. He will send his angels to give them charge over you. Just go ahead and jump off. It is also written, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test. Get behind me, Satan. And Satan left until a more opportune time. If Satan was going to come back to Jesus at a more opportune time, do you think he's not going to come and test you? Guarantee, be ready at all times because he's going to come test you. And it's amazing how he slips in there at the right moment. And he's done it to me far too many times in my life. I know none of y'all are like me. I know you don't have those tests. Kim's laughing like she might have one once in a while. We all have them. I know that. We're all human. But Jesus never sinned all the way up to the cross. And then one day Satan said, that's it. I don't care if I don't have legal right to him. I'm going to kill him anyway. And that's what he did. For if the principalities and powers had known what they were doing, they would not have crucified the Son of Glory. Right. Who crucified the Son of Glory? Satan and his host of demons. Yeah, they were in people. It looked like people doing it, but it was demons in those people. The Scripture says, for if Satan and his principalities had have known what they were doing, they would never have crucified the Son of Glory. But they didn't know what they were doing. They thought when they crucified him, I can see Satan standing out there looking with his arms crossed saying, okay, you said you were the Son of God. Now look at you. I have had you beaten and bruised, and now then you're dying, and now then the world will be mine forever. But when he hung his head and said, it is finished, everything on earth was done. And now he goes to the lowest hell, and Satan goes with him, and he puts his foot on his neck, and he takes the keys of death, hell, and the grave away from the beast and says, Satan, I am the winner. You killed an innocent man. You have no right to me. Now then, it is written in Genesis, I believe it's 5:9 or 9:5, I forget which one. It is written that he that takes a man's life that's innocent, his life shall be required of him. So Satan lost his dominion and authority right there. And Jesus defeated the devil. And he became the sole heir to the earth. And now then, he's willing to share that heirship with anybody that wants to come into his kingdom. And he opened the door, didn't he, Tom, to all of us? The whole world. He said, I'll take any of you. I'll forgive you and I'll wash your sins. But you got to come to me and serve me. You got to be an obedient Christian. You can't be like that book said, I'm a Christian, and then live like the devil. You're not a Christian. Just like Casey said a while ago, if you're living in sin, if you're living like you don't know Jesus, you better do a research on your life because you probably don't know him. And that's what's sad. And so many people today have been taught in so many churches that you can do all these things and it's okay. Just like the Chrislam movement. Well, let me tell you what, if you're offended by Jesus, you might as well just go ahead and go to hell now. You know, because Jesus is not going to take you. If you're offended by him, wow, you're in big trouble. You know, I mean, when people, you know, I can remember the day that they called me into the office when I was working for Sky Shift, and HR called me in and told me that I could not sign my emails, praise the Lord, anymore. You know, I told him, I said, get over it. I said, it's a free country. And when John, the head of HR, came over to my office and told me,
we are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety, titled Swimming in the Baptism of Fire, or you would like to have any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.